paid my dues time after time. I've done my sentence but committed no crime, and bad mistakes I've made a few. I've had my shouts and kicked in my face, but I've come through.
And I need to go on, 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 on.
We are the champions, my friends.
Okay, so Chalk the Police was awesome. What's the most awesome about it is that nobody got arrested, and that it was completely freedom of speech and it wasn't interrupted. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It made me feel like I was 5 years old chalking the chalk
walk. I wish I would have gone. I can't believe I didn't know about it.
In front of my house when I was a kid, which is exactly the same thing. There's no laws against that, so why, you know, there's no laws against doing it.
I love that the prisoner saw it. I hope that one of them was seriously paying enough attention to remember one word they saw, and they went into the library and they Googled that.
Well, even if they don't remember the words, there were pictures. So if people are more visual learners,
right.
There was like this cop that was like a pig, but like it looked like Sheriff Joe.
But see, why would you do something that's mean? That's mean.
It is mean.
There's no reason to do that. We're not here to, no. We're not here to promote hate in any way, shape, or form.
I agree with you. And there were some activists there that didn't write positive messages. I mean, not like end the Fed. I wrote end the Fed. That's not a positive message, but I'm also not being mean towards anyone, I guess.
You're just stating an opinion. You're
the
not
Federal Reserve has feelings
them
and
in any way.
I'm going to hurt them or something. But yeah, like, I don't like creating more, like, just negative. I don't want to be negative towards them. I'd rather give them a free hug or offer them a free hug.
Yes, because if you're trying to stop the war with peace, you're not going to be promoting peace by degrading anyone in any way.
Right.
That hurts someone's ego, and ego is what promotes fear, and that's what's ruling this country right now. We have to get rid of our egos.
Yeah.
And you can't let yourself feel better because you drew Sheriff Joe Arpaio as a pig, la-di-da-di-da. Who's that going to help? No one.
Right.
That's your own personal opinion on the man. Whatever.
Right.
Who cares what he looks like?
Right.
We're talking about his soul right
sure.
now.
Sure.
People are stupid.
I did draw one picture, but it was my logo, the anarchist voluntarious symbol. It's my new profile picture, so if you saw it on
you
Facebook.
You tagged me, then, I think.
Yeah, I think I did, actually.
And
somebody,
I usually untag myself in some of the shit you tag me because I'm like, oh my, I don't want to hear all these people's comments on this stuff.
Well,
that, I was like, that's beautiful. I'm
you know
glad
what
that you did that.
It's good to know there's lots of comments, because if you get no comments, then people don't care.
Well, yes, but those, some of those things, I don't want to get
oh, no.
25, right, whatever.
I totally,
blah, 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 Facebook,
yeah, well, no, I totally understand untagging yourself if you don't want to get one message after the other. It's just not necessary, but, yeah, that one was cool, and I didn't even realize how many people were going to be there from the mainstream media. I was so surprised to see anyone there.
That's awesome.
I mean, there was probably 4 different stations or newspaper/whatever, 4 or 5, probably all together.
I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, I love that. I love that.
It sucks, though, because, like, so many people have been hurt by the police that when you watch a video of them taking advantage of what authority we've allowed them to have.
Right.
And they take advantage of that.
Okay.
Like, people get just so upset because nobody has the right to harm another human being unless it's in self-defense.
Right, but the thing that we have to do is start sharing those videos with the people who think that when they see cops in videos where they're saving someone, and any whatever a cop fucking does, in any way that makes them look honorable. We have to get into those people's brains and reassure them that that isn't actually what's going on. That's what the society shows you. That's what people want to tell you. The cops are great. Cops are wonderful. You know how many corrupted cops are in this whole entire world? Fucking jillion. I mean, drug dealers are cops? Fucking jillion. So we have to start letting the people who believe that the cops are honorable, because the only things that they watch are those great, grand, wonderful documentaries on the wonderful
right.
things that they do, and show them all of the shit that they do.
Right.
because this is ridiculous.
I just
brainwashed.
Right. I personally believe that everyone needs to be held accountable for their actions, no matter who they are or what they are,
yes,
or what position they have or what authority they think they have that's given to them by whatever means. You know, like, people just take, like, badges don't grant extra rights.
Oh, nothing grants anyone an extra right, Mr. President.
Mr. President, Mrs. Congress, Mr. Police Officer, Mr. or Mrs. Security Guy, who thinks he has the authority over your
that
life.
That one old lady at the pool who didn't want you to bring a beverage in that one day and saw this rule written on a sign and thought she had all the authority to let you know what that rule said and then push it upon you. Get off me.
Yeah.
I'm an adult who can hold a beverage and I'm not having glass, so seriously, if you have an issue with this, then you can go take it up with someone who then can take it up with me, but you cannot tell me what to do.
Right, I said to her, I said... Are you afraid that I am going to spill in
that
the pool?
Word right there, you got her.
Like,
when you use an emotion, people don't know what to do with
afraid
you.
I'm going to spill my vodka, my vodka pineapple that I
champagne
vodka should have never let somebody else make. which I did spill a little bit in the pool. I have to admit, I did. You know what? Nobody was hurt. That's the thing, is she thought I had to follow some arbitrary rule made by some arbitrary person who just, you know, wrote on a sign or stuck some letters on a sign, and she has to obey them. Well
go
ahead and obey all you want.
The whole entire situation was the fact that you used the word afraid or any emotion, so it actually made someone look inside of themselves instead of just telling someone what to do. Because, like, what, we're not connected all as one? Seriously. So you use that word, it makes her think, and then actually puts herself in your position, possibly, for a change. And she backs off. She still tries to push it a little bit, because she thinks she still knows more than you, because she was older. So, of
right.
course, she has more knowledge.
Of course.
But you're actually as smart as someone else, because you're not trying to use power to control the situation, so you can actually have a conversation. She didn't know what the hell to do, and it was the greatest moment of my life. And then you won it, and I was like, oh my god,
she did. Nobody came out there to arrest us from drinking in the pool. That was, you know, we're visiting a friend at her condo, apartment, whatever. You know, she's paying rent to stay there, and it's ridiculous to think that some lady in the pool can tell me what to do, and I'm not hurting anybody. I mean, I understand if I'm beating somebody over the head with a bat, somebody should stand up and say, hey, you shouldn't do that.
Or if you
have
glass in a pool, because if you break glass in a pool, you have to drain the whole entire pool, and that can be expensive, and that means someone has to do it.
Yeah.
But we had plastic.
I know, and which I was, yeah, exactly, I did not have glass, I had plastic, so I was very safe. And nobody was harmed.
Nobody was harmed.
But it was cool, because that was probably...
No animals were harmed in the filming of this story.
No. Well, animal, human, whatever you want to call us. Well, I was just going to say one more thing, that it was one of the first times I stood up to somebody that was,
it was so amazing.
Telling me I needed
Seriously?
To follow some rule that I didn't agree with, and I stood up for it, and it was awesome. It was awesome.
You seriously made me so proud that day. I wanted to make out with you so hard. Like, seriously. You put this North Scottsdale older woman in her place without discriminating on her, without making her feel bad, but just showing her that you had knowledge and she didn't know what to do with it. And it just felt, you were so strong and it was so amazing.
But it was
so
because I brought up an emotion. You're right.
Absolutely.
It's really good to, when you're trying to make a point, get at the emotion of the whole thing. Why do you feel this way? What is it that's making you feel this way? Are you afraid that I'm going to spill my drink in the pool? And she actually said yes. Like, okay. All right. So you're afraid
of
spilling.
Well, I'm peeing right now, so.
Right.
What you don't know don't kill you? I don't know.
Make a big noise playing in the street. Gonna be a big man someday. You got mud on your face, you big disgrace. Kicking your can all over the place, singing.